When people talk about music, they often feel compelled to give a quality judgment, using words like good and bad. This presumes that there are universal truths when it comes to aesthetics, which is highly debatable. If I look at my iTunes playlist, I can give my songs a rating between 0 and 5 stars, but that's still a one-dimensional measure of what's going on. What if I like the singer, but not the string part in the background? What if I like the music when I listen to it in the middle of the night, but when I listen to it in the morning, it seems unbearably slow and boring? What if I find a song horribly sappy, but it comforts me when I'm sad? It's a lot more complicated than good and bad. Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when I lost your love. Deciding what you think about the quality is the last thing you want to worry about. In fact, many people suggest that you listen to a piece or a track at least 3 times, preferably on different days, before even attempting to make up your mind on the matter. All right, so let's assume you have found some new music, and let's say you landed on something that's radically different from what you are used to hearing. But instead of being enthralled or fascinated by what you are hearing, you are having a really, really hard time. You find it ugly, nonsensical, or perhaps you think it's boring, or you are repelled for some other reason, which you can't immediately pinpoint. Should you just skip it? Well, you're free to do so, of course. But here are a few ideas that you can try as well, and a few things that you could think about first. As you know, we all spend a lot of time listening to music in the background without paying close attention. One can, however, make a point of focusing very carefully on what one is listening to. Both ways are useful in developing an appreciation for music. Research shows that people who hear a song repetitively piped in at the supermarket or on the radio and become familiar with it that way will tend to react more positively to it than to another song they do not know. The music industry uses this brainwashing technique on us all the time, but we can also harness its power for our own purposes when we are trying to overcome some kind of barrier in our appreciation of music. It's rather effortless. All you need to do is play the same music over and over again without really paying attention. One way to make sure your attention is somewhat distracted is simply to lower the volume of the music so that it isn't particularly obtrusive. Another great way of distracting your attention is to give yourself something visual to focus on instead. Watch a music video, for instance, or go to a performance. The other advantage of the video or the performance is that you will likely get visual clues regarding what the music is about and what it is trying to express, and you will find that soon enough the grammar of the sound, as it were, becomes clearer. Your ears will adapt to the new sound universe. It will no longer seem so strange, and you will be able to start paying closer attention to the music. You won't necessarily need to start with this more distracted approach. Often, you will be able to dive in deeply right from the get-go. To do this, try to remove distractions. You can't really pay careful attention to music if you're working, reading, or having a conversation. Listening to music while driving often works very well, but even that can sometimes be distracting, not to mention noisy. If you are feeling rushed, or if you're too tired, you'll have a hard time being receptive. Put some time aside specifically to listen. Open yourself to the music. You need to be in it for the adventure, for the experience. And you need to expect that anything can happen, just like when you're about to start watching a new show or reading a new book that you know nothing about. A great way to get into the right place physically, mentally, and even auditorily is to go to a concert. But you can also do very well by listening to a recording in an otherwise quiet place, where you feel comfortable and can relax. It helps if you have a good recording and a good sound system, so you can easily hear the detail in the music. And this time, play the music loud enough, but beware. No matter how great the music, long or repeated exposure to sounds above 85 decibels can cause hearing loss, and headphones can go up to over 100 decibels. Keep the volume controls near so as to adjust if needed. All this setup for focused listening may seem a little intense. Don't fret. The purpose of it is to give your brain space to appreciate the music. That doesn't mean that you should approach your listening session as though it's going to be particularly complicated. It's more a matter of making sure you don't have anything getting in the way.